It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another edition of the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Katie today. Katie is in my seat, I'm in Adrian's seat, and but it'll still sound the exact same because Katie sounds like a man. point proven right there. I hope you're all in good form and looking forward to another episode of the podcast. Don't forget, I always say this. And I don't like repeating myself, but I'll say it again. 90% of the topics we discuss on this podcast are brought up by you, the listeners. And you can contact us at any time on, what's the number? 085-825-2626.
That's always. You asked me if you were going to talk over me. You didn't even let me do it. I was going to do it in a very sensual way.
085. Okay, Katie will do give out the number.
Oh no, now we've got stage fright. You do it. No, I'm too nervous.
085, because there's nothing sensual about you at all.
There's not.
085-825-2626 if there's something you want brought up. And the thing is, people ask us, you know, why aren't you talking about X, Y, and Z? The thing is, we can only talk about topics that people actually want to talk about. Otherwise, it's just myself and himself here just chatting about it. So,
in fairness, we would fill an hour arguing about this probably ourselves.
You think so? Oh, I don't know. I couldn't argue with you in an hour because you just don't. You're very childish. You don't give in.
I don't give in. And I like to get the last word.
Matt Cooper, Today FM.
Our friend Paul, who never comes on.
Oh, yes,
don't
Paul.
Don't mind him, Katie. You have a wonderful radio voice.
Oh, yeah. Paul will get up in a cracked place, though, in fairness to him.
That's 1-800-69-69-69. Call us now for sex talk.
Don't ring that number. ring our number. Here is what we want to talk about on...
Is that a real number, by the way?
I don't know. You ring it and try.
Okay.
We're having a serious conversation. Claire Ann is a person with a hyphenated name who sent us this message this morning on our WhatsApp number, 085-825-2626. And here is what Claire Ann says. And this is a big debate, by the way, because she is a mother who smokes between 1 and 3 joints a night when her 2 preteen children are in bed asleep. And she recently put up a post on Instagram and she was blasted as a terrible mother and guilty of neglect and all that. I'll read out her message in a second. I was a bit reluctant to do this, as you know, because... And hands up, mea culpa. Isn't that what it's called? Mea culpa. That's the expression, hands up. I'm admitting something.
Is that Irish?
No, Katie, it's Latin. Okay. I've never tried cannabis or weed. I'm probably one of the few people that I haven't. I've just never tried it. So sometimes when I give an opinion on this, people go... But then again, people ring in about kids' topics on this who don't have kids. Yeah. So
no, you're entitled. I mean, it's an illegal substance. It is a drug. It is, you know...
A mind-altering drug. It does alter your mind.
Well, it does, yeah. Regardless of in what way, it does, I suppose, to an extent. Yeah, you're entitled to have your opinion on this, Jeremy. Please do get involved in the conversation on 085-825-2626-26.
Now, I want to say from the offset, because anytime you mention cannabis, the same argument comes up, which is we should legalise it. This is not a conversation about legalising. It's not a conversation about taxes from it. It's not a conversation about is it a gateway drug. It's none of that. So let's focus on the issue. And the issue is from Claire Ann. She says, I'd love you to cover this in your podcast and not judge. Now, Claire Ann, we did reply to you and told you you've come to the wrong place because this is the most judgmental place. This is more judgmental than hell. It's a very judgmental place. So you are going to be judged, Claire Ann, but you know that anyway. You listen to the podcast all the time. I'd love you to cover this on your podcast and not judge because I have been judged, she says, and she's about to be judged again. I'm a single mum of 2 preteens. It's a tough job and I am a weed smoker and proud. I have a big following on my Instagram and the other night I posted a pic of me having a joint after a long day. Sometimes I have 1, sometimes I have 3. Sometimes I have 2 when the kids are asleep. The backlash I got from people saying it's neglecting my children and I should be ashamed of myself. My point is those same people shaming me drink a bottle of wine every night and that's even worse in my opinion. Why are weed smoking parents judged like this? I'd say Jeremy will have a lot to say. I will listen into the podcast tonight when I am home. So she's going to be listening to the podcast while she is smoking a J. Katie, you have tried it before. I'm not saying you're a pothead.
No, I don't
or anything
smoke
it. Sorry, is 3 joints a lot?
I don't know because I suppose it's probably like with people and drink, it's probably subjective where three drinks would hit someone differently than another person maybe. I don't know. I'd say it's subjective, but to me, three probably would be enough to get you in a good old stoned
would it be?
Place
okay.
probably. Well, I don't know. I could be wrong.
Depending on how strong the cannabis
or
is.
Or how much you pack into your OJ.
Okay. So three joints would seem quite excessive.
Yeah.
I would imagine. And when you put a photograph like that up on your Instagram page, you know, she sent us the screenshots of the comments. Some mm-hmm. people, you know, some of them are very, very harsh.
I just don't know why would somebody put that up.
Lots of people do.
I don't know.
But that's obviously it's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, it's not that it's to be ashamed of, but why put your hand out to get smacked?
Okay, is this woman, the bottom line is, and again, it's not a conversation about legalizing drugs or anything like that, or cannabis, or get the taxes from cannabis. It's nothing to do with that. This is a conversation about whether or not she is neglecting her children by smoking three joints when they are up in bed. Katie, you first.
It's
not as if you hadn't had time to think about it. You sent a message at 9 o'clock this morning. How many hours do you
I
want?
I was working, how many so hours? I didn't no, get time you, to mull this over.
Yeah, but you can form an opinion fairly quick.
Look, hash isn't as bad as the likes of, it's not like she's taking meth or doing coke or anything like that when the kids are upstairs. Hash isn't as bad, and for a lot of people it is, you know, for pain relief,
however,
or stress relief or whatever. However, if you're in a situation where something was wrong with your kids or something and you had to dash, could you?
Yeah, that's very true. And that is the point. That is the point that I would make, is that if something happens to your kids, if one of your kids has to be rushed to hospital or has to be, you know, is choking in bed or something bad happens to them and you were stoned, how are you going to deal with that situation? How are you going to deal with that situation? I would like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. We have loads of people who want to talk about this.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Let's go to Jared first of all. Jared, how are you?
I just don't see the problem with it now, to be fair. Like, everyone's going to have their own opinion on it, but like, it'd be the same if you were sitting downstairs having a bottle of wine or a few cans while the kids were upstairs, in my eyes, to be fair.
And why is it viewed differently, do you think? Because you are actually right. I see a lot of parents and they put up on their social medias, it's wine o'clock, and you'll see the mother with the full bottle of wine or whatever, drinking wine, and they aren't judged. Why are people judged differently?
Because it's illegal. That's the only matter of it. Do you get me? Like, if this was legal in the country, like, they wouldn't have a leg to stand on. Like, they couldn't say the same thing as going for a pint. But it's only because you're, in their eyes, breaking the law that they think you have something to say about it. Do you get me?
Are you a weed smoker yourself?
I do, yeah. I got the odd one now, just before bedtime myself, after a long day's work.
And do you have kids?
I don't currently, no.
Okay, so you get that out of the way before you have kids, although you probably need to smoke them more when you have kids. But can you explain to me, as someone who doesn't use it, is three joints a lot?
Not entirely, no. Like, the same as going for 3 points. Like, 3 points would probably have more effect on you than three joints would, you get me? Like, I know it'll probably make it a bit sleepy or stuff like that, but you're not going to go and cause trouble. You're not going to fall around the place, you get me? Like, there's nothing like that. You just chilled out, you get me? Suppresses the mind, flakes you out.
So what would you be like after three joints tonight? If you had three joints like Claire Anne did, if you had three, what would you be like?
If I had three joints, I'd probably be ready for bed and have a good night's sleep.
So I know you don't have kids, but supposing something happened to one of the kids, would you be in a fit state to be able to sort that out?
You would be. It'd be the same as if you were having a pint. You get me? If something's wrong, your adrenaline's going to kick in. You get me? You're going to get that rush, that protective mode has to take over. You get me? That's the case. Same case in anything, to be fair. To be the same for if you were drunk or if you were sound. You get me? If you know something needs to be done, your adrenaline's going to kick in for you.
Okay, so you'd fairly cop on fairly quick,
fairly quick. You get me? Like, the same as having a pint. You get me? Like, if something happens, you'll wake straight up. You get me? You know something needs to be done. But in my eyes, you'd probably react better than you would if you were drunk. If you react better if you were sound, you get me?
Now, I don't have a problem with what you're doing. You don't have children. But I do think, you know, someone having two glasses of wine compared to three joints, I would take my chances with the person with two pints than I would with the three joints. I think when you have children up in bed, I think that should be your priority.
It all depends on how
it depends on how much you're putting into them as well. To get me, she could be smoking three joints, but like they're barely adding in them. So to her, she probably just wants to have a few more smokes, but she's probably putting little or nothing into them to get really no effect. You get me? Like you don't really know what's going into our joints either.
Like anybody who says, you know, it's fine to drink, but it's not fine to have a spliff. You're only basing that on legalities. That is all you're basing it on.
You're basing that on everyone else's opinion.
Well, no, you're basing it on what you're I suppose, villainizing one because it's against the law, whereas if you have a room full of people who are drinking and you have a room full of people who are smoking weed, which room is more likely to be more problematic?
Okay, well then, can we not agree then, guys, that both things are bad to do?
Well, I mean, if you're in charge of kids, I don't think you should be getting stoned or drunk with kids upstairs in bed anyway. Okay. Regardless.
Yeah, but that's the case. But like, people with kids will still go and drink, you get me? So I don't see the problem with them going to have a joint at the end of the day either.
Now, what I do have a problem with is I was at a communion a couple of years ago, and one of the mammies at the communion who had a baby at the time and a toddler, and the mammy and the daddy outside coming back in after going out for a smoke, and they reeked of weed. And I'm kind of like, you know, it's one day, you're out with your kids. You know, could you not just wait? You're at a family event.
I think the smell of it puts people off as well, because alcohol doesn't stink. Not many people have bothered them, but with some people, the smell of it, you just can't stand. So more people have a problem because there's a strong smell, presence around them then.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Jared. You know, I can understand why parents are, especially when they flaunt it on social media. And the
look at
the photograph of her with the sitting after a long, hard day. Kids are in bed.
I know.
Smoking a J. I mean, how did she not expect a backlash for that?
I just don't know why bother posting it. Like, why was she trying to achieve by posting
anything? Here's Darren.
Again, Dixon talking about something he hasn't got a fucking clue about.
Oh.
How do you deal with a situation when you're stoned? The same way you deal with it when you're not stoned.
Well, I'll throw that right back at you. By the way, for someone who smokes cannabis, he's always very angry. I thought cannabis would calm me down. Well, Darren, then you're not entitled to an opinion either because you don't have kids. So by that same argument, you should not have an opinion on this because you've never gone.
But like, if I went home tonight and I sparked up a joint, I have two kids upstairs in bed. If God forbid one of them came really sick during the night, like I wouldn't be able to drive. Or just like if I went home and drank tonight, I wouldn't be able, if something came up. What would you do? Because you would be in a position. I don't think it's all right, regardless, to be under the influence of anything with kids upstairs. If you want to do that, you know, send the kids away for a night, or you know, do it when you don't have the kids upstairs.
Yeah, I agree.
Your
days of getting stoned should be all over.
It's not even that. It's like, I mean, everybody's entitled to unwind and, you know, within reason, have fun, but or to relax whatever way they want. But when there's people relying on you and people who might need you. And situations can and do arise with young kids. Anybody with kids or kids of any age knows, you know, you don't know. They wake up in the middle of the night and they're sick or something happens. Like, you don't want to be in a position where you can't drive or where you haven't got the ability because...
Is that not a fair point, Jared, what Casey's making? Is that not a fair point?
No, it is a fair point, but you get me, like, at the end of the day, if you're going to be able to go and have a pint, like, people are still going to do it. It's not going to be looked at badly because you're allowed to have a pint at the end of the day. Do you get me? Like, no one sees a problem with that. It's the exact same thing with a joint. It's the exact same. Do you get me? Like, I know you're saying, like, if you have kids, you shouldn't do either. But there's no problem if you're going to have a pint or a glass of wine or whatever it is. So I don't see why there's such a problem just because it's a joint.
Whatever about having a joint or a glass of wine, I do have an issue with people who are getting hammered with the kids upstairs or getting off their bickies with the kids upstairs. Like, imagine if a child started choking or something. You just don't know, and they were too out of it to even know what's going on. Like, you'd never forgive yourself.
No, you'd never forgive yourself. But, like, at the end of the day, do you get me? That's the risk that people will take when they go to do it. Do you get me? It's the same, like, if you're going to have a drink, do you get me? You have that risk. And anyway, once you put a pint to your mouth, if that happens to the kids, you can't drive.
Yeah, but okay, but at least with a pint, at least with, you know, let's say one or two pints, let's say, okay, you might not be able to drive, but you're still in control of yourself. You're still aware. If you're, you know, drinking vodka or gin or whiskey to beat the band, or you're, you know, smoking your joints one after the other, you are leaving yourself in a position where your inhibitions are lower and your reaction time is slower. You pass out asleep and something happens and you don't even wake up and hear your kids need you. I think it's a slippery slope, and I think if people want to do it, fine, but I don't think they should do it when they're in charge of caring for children or when there's children under their care. Would you agree, Jeremy?
I'm just looking at the message that is after coming in on our Facebook page. Okay. Stay there for a second, Jared. And as usual, when we get messages on our Facebook page, we try and get these people on. Did you see that message? Let's go to it, because I want to see if I can get the person on. Don't read out the message just yet. And we will go to Robbie. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good. Now, is it... and again, I don't want to get into an argument about alcohol versus cannabis, because it is cannabis that Clara Ann is smoking. Is she irresponsible?
I think if you have kids and you're doing anything like that, you know, there is a level of irresponsibility. But I think, as that last caller said, it all depends if she's having a blunt or she's having a spliff. You know, two very different things with regard to smoking cannabis. I don't know if you know the difference.
Okay, but let's, for argument's sake, let's say it's a full joint. So she's having three full joints.
Full joint. Like if it's a blunt, it's only cannabis. There's no tobacco in it. It's just cannabis. Three of them will probably leave you like cabbage. You know, probably not functioning for most people unless you have a severe high tolerance. Whereas three joints, you know, it's basically just cigarettes with a little bit of weed in it.
So if it is three full joints, you're saying she would be like a cabbage. She'd be completely out of it.
If it's 100% cannabis and no tobacco in it, absolutely.
But no, the argument is, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, what's the chances that she will need to go up and do something or check on the kids, or that something's going to happen?
You know, you can use that for every element, everything in life. That, you know, if you hire out some scaffolds out in your back garden and you put it together, what's the chance it could fall?
Well, just as you mentioned, out the garden, this is the message, and we're trying to get this. We rang her about four times. This is the message that Chloe, is that how you pronounce the CHLO?
I'd imagine so.
She sent us this message on Facebook. I want you to all have a listen to this, and you as well, Robbie, because Robbie was just mentioning the garden. And she sent us a photograph as well on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, and with the paddling pool in the background, look.
Yeah. Let's read it out first. Don't want to come on your stupid podcast, but I'm on my third joint in the garden. Kids are playing in the pool. Everything is chill. And you two, T-double-O, you two spaz are judging. Yous haven't got a clue. And that's from Chloe. And the photograph she has sent us is out her back garden, and you can see, is it two kids or whatever in the... And I'd love to actually post this photo. I'd love to post this photograph, but I can't,
look,
because
if you
want to
have a joint and you want to do that, whatever, that's your business, but don't do it when you're caring for... Like, go spend time with your kids, do you know what I mean? I find that really... Sitting there smoking weed when our kids are playing in the pool, like... I just don't know. I don't understand this mentality. Do you know what I mean?
Amanda, can you try and ring her? Can you try and ring her again? I mean, it's just that photo. So the photograph, and again, I'm not posting that online because there's two kids in a paddling pool in it. It's Chloe out her back garden. You can see the joint in her hand.
Yeah.
And in the background is the paddling pool, and there's two kids you can see playing in the paddling pool. Now, I have to...
And now, before anyone says it, you know, people who say, oh, you wouldn't say it if she was just sitting there drinking wine, I'd actually say the same.
Yeah.
If at 2 o'clock in the day she was sitting there drinking wine.
Get her on the bloody phone.
I'd actually say the exact same thing.
Get her on the phone. Like, what do you make of that, Robbie? Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, to be doing that and to, you know, to, you know, send the message, you know, the woman she's probably killed off the last... She has... One brain cell left, and it's fighting for that place.
I'm just thinking about
it. Sounds like a fucking moron.
That is, I doubt she's the only one that does that.
Like, no, but I mean, as I said, like, you know, like I haven't smoked weed in probably 15, 16 years. Pretty much once I gave up smoking, I couldn't smoke it anymore. But back when I did, you know, we would smoke quite a bit. We never got, you know, so bad where we were non-functioning. But we'd have we'd be sound. Wouldn't want to be fucking getting behind any heavy machinery or anything.
But as we record this podcast, it's early afternoon. We've recorded this podcast early in the
afternoon. It's 2 o'clock and she's sitting out in the garden smoking weed when the kids are in the pool.
She's on her third joint.
One of her kids, by the way, is only a toddler. You can see, look at the child. That's a toddler child. I'd say that child's no. And I would say the same about weed or beer. So this isn't a case, or about wine or beer. So this isn't a case of villainizing weed over anything else. It's 2 o'clock in the day. Seriously, put the joint away and look after your freaking kids.
And if that's her third,
honestly, it's just like waiting to, if you're that bad, like waiting till later or something. Like, what's
now, people are messaging us, can we report this woman? I don't know. Can you report? Like, how can you?
Oh, well, I wouldn't be. Do you know what I mean? It's, how would you be reporting someone?
I don't even know
what,
where
what
are
I, even
I don't
the
even
guard's going to do.
I don't
do,
even
do
know where the house
mean?
Is. Literally, the photograph is just a back garden with a padding pool, and she's sitting under the parasol or whatever you call it, with a joint in her hand. And like, what do you do?
I just, that's a young child there. If God forbid that child had a fall or anything.
Marty says, Chloe isn't at work anyway. Well, no, Marty, a lot of people don't work during the days. People can work different things. Megan is saying, mind your own business. I have to say, Megan, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you.
Oh, no, look, I wouldn't be going reporting her. I don't, look, plenty of people smoke weed and they're not, you know, they're still fine. But I just, it's more just a case, like, can you not wait?
Well, you hear this. Joseph, you are demanding we hand her contact details over to the police.
Absolutely. You're dealing with a junkie there who is drug abusing in front of her kids. What she's doing is illegality as well. She's breaking the law. I find this reprehensible, I have to say. And there's a lot of complacency with these people. What we're talking about is a highly potent, mind-altering drug. And they're going on as if it's harmless. It's only joint. It's only this. It's absolutely disgusting what these parents are doing in front of their children. I'd go as far as removing the children from them.
Sorry, but take the kids into care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's drugs. It's illegal. It's mind-altering. They're not going to be in the right state. And you just got that picture a few minutes ago from what I've been hearing. The sky is blue.
Yeah, it literally came in 5 minutes ago. And she's on her
third joint already.
Yep.
She is not in the right frame of mind to look after any kids. It's difficult enough looking after kids with the 2 months of the summer for any parent.
I would say that, you know, weed is, you know, for being a drug, it's one of the lesser, or it is the lesser of all. But at 2 o'clock in the day, you know,
it's scandalous. And you know what the other thing is? I'm sick and tired of it being compared to alcohol and smoking tobacco. There's already an issue with those two things. The HSE are stretched, mental health services are stretched, and they're kind of going, let's just add a third, legalize. Like, Jesus Christ, these people have no brains, and the reason they have no brains is because they're smoking them away with that shite.
The more I look at this photograph, the more I think it's, you know,
it's disgusting.
Yeah, it really is.
It is worrying. If that child, God forbid, was to have a fall in the pool and she turned her back for 2 minutes and she's not quick enough to come back or her head is elsewhere, scary.
Message.
Turn her back. Katie, she'll be asleep. She'll be having a little disco nap for herself. Off her face.
Megan Melia, by the way, Amanda has messaged you, Megan, on Facebook. We'd love to get you on. Megan is very, very angry. Come on to the podcast, Megan. I'd say Joe wouldn't mind having a few drinks in front of his kids. Do you drink in front of your kids?
I absolutely don't drink in front of my kids. Not only do I not drink in front of my kids, I don't drink in my own home. If I'm going out for a drink, I'll go out for a drink. I won't drink in my home. There's no alcohol in this house.
Okay, so if we go
around, as a parent, you have to be responsible. You don't do stuff like that around your children. And they're glorifying having a drink and all in this weather. You don't do it in front of your kids. I don't mind adults having a drink or two out the back, but in front of kids, come on. But monkey see, monkey do.
What do you think? They're going to end up smoking cannabis as well. Sorry, one of the kids in this photograph is two. They don't. What age is the other one, Katie? You're better at ages. So there's a two-year-old, and what age is the other?
I'd say about six or seven.
Okay, yeah, so there's a...
They're both young.
Yeah, children, as you well know, guys, and this has been well researched, when they become adults, they are a product of their environment. And if that's the environment they're growing up in, they've absolutely no hope. My heart goes out to them. And that's why I'd be of the opinion that she should be reported, absolutely. And those kids should go and live with someone who gives a shit about them, because she clearly doesn't. Junkie is all she is.
But she's not
shaking here with anger.
She's not a junkie.
She is. Jeremy, if she cannot go a day without a joint, she is addicted
Addiction isn't actually based on how much you have something. It's based on your ability to stop if you want to. And if you can't... So if I were to, let's say, drink a bottle of wine every day and I could stop, I'm not technically an addict because I can stop. addiction is based on the lack of ability to stop. Lady, so if I can't stop, I've got a problem.
If she's willing to do that in front of her children, she's an addict.
I don't know. But like, look, okay, whatever people want to do on their own time, but it's normalising it in front of.
She's now turned off her phone, by the way. I've just been told her.
Like, I wouldn't. I wouldn't even smoke in front of my kids because I just don't even want smoking to be normalised.
Lads, the amount of
people. No, exactly, baby.
The amount of people.
That's responsible parenting.
The amount of people messaging saying she needs to be reported. We don't know where this woman lives. I mean, Amanda's going through her Facebook page to see if there's any. But I'd imagine, like John, Joseph, do you honestly think that if we ring the guards now and say, suppose we find out where she's living, and she's living in Clonie.
She's in Talla. It says it.
Oh, sorry.
It says it's Talla there.
Sorry, yeah, but it doesn't say
she's
where.
In Talla. Oh, knock me over with a feather. Wow. what a shock to the system.
Why, what does that mean?
You know what that means, Jeremy, as well as you know.
Ah, here, this could happen anywhere. This could happen anywhere.
Knock me over with a feather.
Yeah.
This could happen anywhere.
I'm sure. More so Talla, if we're honest, but go on anyway.
Stay there for a second, please, Joseph. By the way, lads, we've tried. I don't want to keep abusing the woman and keep messing her. But
because she knows deep down that she should not be sitting there smoking weed when her kids are playing with feckin' water. With water.
Hey, here's Graz.
I can't come on in work at the moment, but like, seriously, I'm going to have to smoke a fucking spliff just after listening to Joseph, because he melts my brain. He's the most stuck up, snobbiest person I've ever heard. And I thought Anthony was bad. Joseph is just as bad. So what if she's having a spliff? A spliff a day keeps the doctor's away, is what they always say, huh? No, but seriously, how do you know she's not doing it for medicinal reasons? And Joseph then doesn't drink in front of his kids. He doesn't. Oh, Joseph is perfect. Joseph. Oh, seriously, man. You're actually frying my brain.
There you go, Joseph. You're turning Graz to alcohol.
Does he honestly think that woman who's smoking cannabis in front of her young children from Talla went to the chemist to get her to
why do you keep saying from
medicinal cannabis, is she? Of course she is.
Well, some people actually do use it for medicinal reasons. Some people
I understand that, and I'm okay with that. It's legal, and you can go to the chemist and you can get that. That's fine.
But let's not be stupid here, lads.
There, whatever her name is in Talla, didn't get it in the chemist. Come on.
No, she didn't. No, looking at the photograph, she's sitting back underneath her parasol in her back garden, and she's smoking a joint, or her joint.
What's wrong with people from Talla?
And I'm a stuck up snob for saying that is disgraceful.
Well, that is disgraceful. You want to smoke a joint? At least
I don't think Graz was defending her. I think he was defending the original woman. I don't know. Is there anybody willing to defend this?
The more I think about it, the more I look at that picture and I see that tiny child in the pool and her joint picture there. I actually do
Do you think this is the first time this has happened?
I know, but the more I look at it, the more I do see, you know, someone like this should be fucking reported. That's a child. Just like if there were someone was drinking, you know, and they're on their own and there were, you know, three joints to me, two young kids, two babies really who are playing in water. That's not okay. That's not okay at all. Like, don't do that when you're in the care of two young children who are literally, anything could happen in these paddling pools. You have to be so on top of your game.
Okay, stay there. Don't go away. Here is Kieran.
What do we do, guys, if, unfortunately, there's a big tragedy? A toddler drowns in a paddling pool while the parent is absolutely stoned. Now, that would never come out when it becomes news. The details wouldn't come out. We'd all be sitting there, oh, that's a terrible tragedy. And it is. Absolutely it is. But, you know, let's look at the cause here. Someone is breaking the law, and due to their carelessness, somebody has had an accident or worse. It's illegal. It's illegal. Get her reported.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Hey, William.
If she's waiting, you stop smoking, it probably won't do a thing.
If what? Sorry, say again?
If she's waiting, you stop smoking, it probably won't do a thing. Sure.
What do you mean?
The same thing as you being out the back with a barbecue today and having a...
But no, a mistake isn't the same as having three joints. William. You don't get stoned from
but
eating steak.
But three joints would do nothing to you.
But, well, then why smoke it if it's not going to do anything for you?
It's not that it does nothing to you. It just calms you down a bit.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to be relaxed and chilled when you're out with the kids or when you're minding kids. You're supposed to be on your guard and on your game.
So you're saying there's no parents out there that sit in the back of their house on a hot day like today and drink them bottle or a glass of
young kids,
wine.
Particularly if they're on their own with the kids, should be sitting there drinking. No, I don't. I think it's a recipe for disaster.
Well, I don't think so. We grew up in the 80s and 90s and that kind of crack, and you'd often be in the pub during the day with your parents on a Sunday.
All
or
it
that.
Takes is 2 seconds, William, for a child to slip in a pool and drown, and if they're lucky enough not to drown, to be left with severe brain damage as a result of losing oxygen to the brain. That takes about, no, not even, it takes about a minute. 1 minute is all it takes. And if you're not fully on your game, and I know myself, even having 2 kids who are very active, very fast kids, and I wouldn't be drunk or high, certainly not high around them or drunk. And I know myself how easily and fast things can happen. You turn your back for a second. I mean, why would you put yourself in a position where you're slower to react?
So after hearing that story of the woman at the moment...
Well, she mightn't be slower to react. The woman mightn't be any slower.
Well, I mean, in fairness, she took that photograph and sent it into us fairly quick, didn't she? And was able to message us.
Mightn't be any slower. This is your opinion. This is an opinion of somebody that doesn't smoke, that has opinion. The same way as I have the opinion that says it's okay, you've the opinion that says it's not okay.
Okay.
It's just an opinion. It doesn't mean that she's doing no harm.
Okay,
say that you record her there or something. That is terrible.
Sorry, William. Joseph is screaming to get back in at you there. Joseph, you're losing the wheel. Go on, go ahead.
Look, the weed these days isn't the stuff that was around in the 70s and the 80s. It is completely different. It's laced with all sorts of shite. It's totally and utterly mind-altering. It's a major,
Joseph,
major issue.
Smoke? Do you smoke?
No, I don't smoke. I don't.
Well,
smoke.
I do.
And I go
to Amsterdam at least 3 or 4 times a year, and it does nothing here. If you ever walk around the city of Amsterdam with thousands of cars, push bikes, trains, everything going round, and there's very little people that get hit by stuff. So
loads and loads of studies, psychosis, schizophrenia, anxiety, all of that kind of stuff is linked to weed, cannabis, whatever you want to call it. The facts don't care about your feelings, pal. You need to look it up.
Well, you could probably say the same thing about alcohol. You could say the same thing about medication you go in and get off the doctor. You can say the same thing.
Which is things you can get legally, and there are rules and regulations in relation to those too. Yet people seem to think that smoking joint is no problem. That's grand. I'll be fine. No, you won't be fine. And this, Jeremy and Katie, you got a voice note earlier on. I have to say, that guy hit the nail on the head. Worst case
Hang on for a second.
The worst case scenario for Katie and Jeremy now is to get a notification on their phones tomorrow to say 2-year-old dies in drowning incident in Tala. Imagine.
I go away now.
You hadn't.
Yeah, I'll just go away and don't even think about that. Yeah,
sorry, William. It happens with parents who aren't under the influence, yeah? That it's 2 seconds. A slight lapse in your attention. When you smoke weed, you're not on the ball the same way you are if you don't. And I don't care what anyone says. Smoking weed does not make someone a better parent. It doesn't.
Like, hold on a minute. Are you saying that there's hundreds of thousands of people in this country today that's on antidepressant medication? Are you saying that they shouldn't be fit for kids?
But you can't really. Antidepressants don't make you behave like you can't compare antidepressants to weed. Weed makes you high. Antidepressants don't make you high. They do the exact same thing.
It slows down your brain.
Yes, and on certain medications, you are told explicitly that you can't do this, that, or the other.
And they won't even prescribe certain medications if you have kids, I'm sure. I'm sure they won't even prescribe stuff that would
let's get back to the point. William,
you're not capable.
William, as Joseph said, if you opened the paper tomorrow, went onto a news site, and you saw...
No, I don't even want to hear that, Jeremy. Don't even say that. Like,
no,
that's
but,
not right to say that.
What?
But William, it could happen. So in any house, anywhere.
No, but would you not be judgmental if you heard that a child had tragically drowned in a paddling pool? And by the way, I'm not wishing that on anybody.
Oh, Jesus, obviously.
Don't blame them.
Well, no, because it's a reality.
It's a horrible thing, but it happens to people.
That mother is on her third joint. She could be on her fourth now. She's on her third joint and the two kids are playing in the paddling pool. If one of those children drowned and you heard that while they drowned, the mother was under the influence of weed, would you not be judgmental? Would you not be saying... how dare she? How dare she do that? That's disgraceful.
No, because it probably goes on the individual person. As I said, could smoke.
Sorry, Joseph. Go on.
He dies now. And you probably just say,
you can't argue with stupid. I mean,
I could smoke right now and I could go and do whatever I wanted to do. As I said, I used to walk flat out there rolling insulation in attics. And I could smoke all day, and I wouldn't do a thing to
smoke.
It.
Hang on. You smoked while installing insulation. That's how fucking brain dead you are, pal.
Why?
Because it's flammable.
I didn't smoke when I was putting it in. I'd smoke and then I'd get in and put it in.
Yeah.
And I've done it for over 20 years too. I've never felt through this feeling. I've never got hurt. I never couldn't do my job.
Right, well, you can hardly string a sentence together, pal. I'm struggling to hear you. I don't know about the other two, but...
There's no need for name-calling, Joseph. Stay there for a second, both of you. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. To Chloe, I know you're listening still, and I can see you watching it on our Facebook page. People are not happy with you. I would love for you to come on. Would love you to come on and explain why you're smoking joints while your kids are swimming in the pool. But obviously, you know it's wrong, and that's why you don't want to come on, because you literally know that what you're. You have to know. And I very rarely do this, but I'm going to plead with you. I'm actually going to plead with you, Chloe. What you're doing is disgusting. I think there's. When the kids are in bed later, whatever about that, but literally doing it as you are minding the kids in the paddling pool. You are their parent. It is your job to look after them and make sure no harm comes to them. And you're more concerned, you're literally more concerned with getting weed into you than you are about the safety of your children. And I'm telling you now, God forbid, I'd hate anything to happen. But if something does happen to one of your children, you'll never be able to live with yourself knowing that the reason you did it, or the reason it happened, was because you were absolutely stoned out of your head. So please, please, please do me a favor and put the bloody weed away and get the kids out of the pool, because you're doing yourself no favors. You're doing cannabis smokers no favors either. So please, please, please. And you know me, KJ, people. I normally just call them names. But in this instance, literally the penny isn't dropping. Would you agree, Joseph? The penny isn't dropping with that girl in Tala.
But to be honest, I don't think it ever will, Jeremy. And can I also point out, do you remember when the smoking ban was brought into Ireland back in, I think it was 2004? Long before that, though, the government were justifying the smoking ban, and we were bombarded with information as to how bad it was. And one of those vital pieces of information was the use of the word secondary smoker, secondhand smoke.
Yes, yes.
And that pertained to cigarettes. This girl is doing it with a mind-altering drug. That smoke is wafting, and I don't know if you've ever smelt the stuff.
I know, we're looking at it. Hang on, the kids are down now, in fairness, let's not get dramatic here. The kids are down the back of the garden. How far are the kids away in the pool from
a couple of meters.
Sorry?
A couple of meters.
Yeah, the kids aren't, that's one thing I would say, they're not breathing in secondhand cannabis.
Well, they're in the vicinity. I don't know what way the wind is blowing in the boat up
there. Kids shouldn't be smelling if you want to smoke weed, fine. Yeah. Your kids shouldn't be exposed to it at all. They certainly shouldn't be smelling it.
Okay, here is Chloe, not to be confused with Chloe, who's the cannabis smoking mother. Chloe, what do you want to say on this?
The topic is after going completely off course.
No, I don't think it has. The argument is... The argument is...
There's a complete difference between what Chloe is doing and what I think the girl's name is Claire Ann is doing.
Why? What's the difference?
Well, usually Claire Ann said her children are up in bed asleep.
Yes.
They're not out the back in the pool. They're not minors who actually depend on her. These are preteens she has.
But in both situations... No, hang on, Chloe. In both situations, the kids need to be looked after. So you're saying both situations are completely different?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put that to Joseph. They're both completely different situations.
Look, I understand that one isn't as bad maybe as the other, but they're bad. You shouldn't be smoking. You shouldn't be smoking in a house with kids, let alone smoking that shite. You know, it's I can't wrap my head around people trying to justify this. It's mind-boggling. It really is. You can't. Plus, it's illegal. Are we forgetting this? It's illegal. You can't do it. End off.
Well, you can do it. Do you think that this woman in Tala is literally the only woman that's doing it?
No, I think Garda Síochána need to do a lot more when it comes to this stuff. There seems to be quite a bit of leniency, and it's a major problem. And this argument that it should be legalised is another baffling thing as well, because all it will do is the drug dealers won't go anywhere. They'll just make it a little bit cheaper because the government will tax the bejesus out of it. They'll sell it in the chemists. It'll be very expensive. And cannabis will be cheaper elsewhere. So it's not going anywhere. And it's something that needs to be addressed head on by the Gardaí. I think there needs to be a zero tolerance policy.
So you think the Gardaí should be calling to close house now to have her arrested?
I think the onus is on yourself and Katie to report that woman to the Gardaí. Absolutely. Otherwise,
somebody said, and they're right in what they're saying. There's people even, you know, leaving maternity hospitals, crack addicts with babies. So I don't know how successful a report would be.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Very interesting topic. You know, I'm a medical cannabis patient here in the UK, from Ireland, obviously, from Dublin. And there's 160,000 others that medicate all sorts of suppositories. There's vapes, there's tablets, there's tinctures, sublingual oil, there's inhalers, there's everything you can think of, as well as flower, even patches. And, you know, I think if someone is living a healthy, balanced lifestyle and they're a good parent, people should mind their own business. But going by what your man says, I'm a junkie, I'm an addict, even though I'm 4 years, nearly 3 years clean. 3 years in October, I'll be clean from Class A, all drugs. And I'm very proud of that. I consider myself a recovering addict, you know. I've got a few other diagnosed conditions, and I medicate to help treat them, you know. So, yeah, interesting topic, guys. We'll see how many people want to berate me.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anya, how are you?
I think the mother of the 2-year-old and the 6-year-old should be reported.
What, by who? By us?
Should be reported to Tootsie by neglecting her kids by smoking weed around them.
Now, they are playing in the, again, just for people who are just listening to this, they are playing in the paddling pool. Katie has said that they're what age? Two and six,
I'd say.
About two and six, yeah. You obviously don't think she's in a fit state to look after her kids after 3 joints?
No, absolutely not. No.
And do you think the guards would actually call to, well, I don't know, would they call to someone's door?
I suppose if a report went in that was made seriously, they probably would have to do something. But how far it would go, I don't know. And, you know, what's the alternative? You take them away from the mother to do what then? What happens then? The kids end up in care?
Which is worse. In fairness, Anya, no kids are going to be put in care because the parent smokes cannabis. That's not going to happen.
I agree with that as well. But the thing is, she cares about having her joints more than her children's safety.
No, she does. I agree with you. It takes a lot to shock me on this podcast, but it hasn't shocked me. It's absolutely, it's disgusted me, to be honest with you. It really has.
Yeah.
That she would have so little respect for her own children that she would do that. But this is happening in houses all over Dublin. She's not the only one.
Oh, yeah. No, I've witnessed it myself. So I have, smoking drugs.
Sorry for cutting across you. It is a message straight away. These people are always gassing. Jonathan, tell that nosy L1 to mind her own business. It's not affecting her life. That's you.
Who said that?
Jonathan is his name on Facebook there.
Tell him to fuck off.
Okay, fuck off. It's a simple answer. Okay. Thanks, Anya. Let me go to...
That's Susan.
Susan, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
What do you make of what's happening here today?
I think, look, you know, people that smoke blow, you know, I don't have an issue with it. And people, like, they do use it to self-medicate. And mental health in this country is disgraceful, as we all know.
I'm sorry for cutting across you, but I don't know. I don't want to cast aspersions on this woman in Tala. I don't think she's taken that those three joints for medicinal reasons. Do you, Gagey? No.
Well, you don't know, but three of them, I don't know. I'm dubious.
Do you know what? I'd rather sit with a person that had three joints than somebody that had 3 points.
Right.
And was badly affected by alcohol. Alcohol has done so much damage in this country. I mean, and we all know it.
Yeah, because it's so accessible. It's everywhere.
It's so accessible. And if alcohol was being, you know, developed today, it wouldn't get passed. It'd be banned.
No, of course it wouldn't. It's poison. It is poison. But that doesn't take away from the fact that there's two children swimming at the moment and their parent is on weed.
Yeah, no, it may. She may be that is calming her down. She may have mental, just like the last caller that you had. He's got mental health issues. He's, you know, he's recovering addict.
Well, no, Susan, here's what she says in the message. I don't want to come onto your stupid podcast. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
But I'm on my third joint in the garden. The kids are playing in the pool. Everything is chill. And you two spas are judging. You haven't got a clue. That doesn't sound like someone who's taking it for medicinal reasons.
What did she say?
She said everything is chill. She's on her third joint. And we are judging her. We haven't got a clue.
We're judging her, yeah. Well, as I said, look, you know, as I said, I put a comment out there. Alcohol will do much more damage to them kids than sitting beside them having a joint. Or maybe three, as I said. And it depends how she has it or change. Now, I'm not here to judge anybody.
Oh, you're on the wrong podcast. Everybody gets judged.
I am on the wrong podcast. Yeah. You know, you've got to let people live. You know, what doesn't suit you? I'm listening to a gentleman wanting to ask somebody, why is she having a joint before she goes to bed? She's doing it because it suits her. There's lots of people in this world that are using cannabis or hash or marijuana to medicate. It is a natural substance, but I do think it should be legalised.
Okay, and
that's what I'm saying.
That is a conversation, and I appreciate that, Susan. That is a conversation for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not really, because we've had that conversation so many times. And it's such
it's hypothetical.
Yeah,
like,
it's such a hypothetical.
It's not even being discussed at the moment.
It's not. And regardless of whether or not it was legalised or not, someone like Chloe, who's at her back garden, is still going to do it, isn't she? The gas thing is, and somebody just pointed this out, that if she sent us a photograph, if she had sent us that photograph and she was drinking wine underneath the parasol.
Nobody said anything.
No. Isn't that mad?
I don't know. This he has me dead, but I don't.
But no, if she had an empty bottle of wine in front of her, would
an empty bottle of wine, I'd have had the same reaction. You know, your kids are playing in the pool. It's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, might I add. Put the wine away, put the joints away, go and spend some proper time with your kids and do it when they're not around. Like, you know, Jesus Christ.
Again, I know there's no talking to stupid. And Chloe, what you were doing is pure stupidity. You need to get your act together. Be an actual parent to your children. Okay? Be an actual parent. Put the joints away, because again, you will not be able to live with yourself if something happens. If something happens.
It's just not worth the risk. It's not worth it.
Wait until they're asleep. You tick.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else there.
What? No, it's just annoying me. The photographs annoy me. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, or even if you didn't enjoy it, hit the green button on Spotify, subscribe, and you get an update every time we post a new episode. And we will talk to you on the next judgmental episode.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds, and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting, and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture.com.